Nice to have you along on our Thursday morning conversation. Greg Albert in with Dr. Bobby Vormans and Dr. Kelly Embry. And nice to have the ladies joining us here at the radio station. Dr. Bobby, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. And I just publicly
hold on.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. All right. No, you don't have to say that you had to choose.
I did have to choose between Tim and Greg today, guys.
Yes.
And I chose Greg. I apologize, Tim. Love you, Tim.
Hi. Dr. Kelly, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Good to have both of you ladies here. Yeah, I was picking on Bobby because I said, you know, who do you want to visit with you? Do you want Tim or do you want me? And she chose me, so my head got pretty big. But tomorrow, Bobby and Tim will be talking. So,
yeah, exactly.
Well,
exactly.
Great to have you guys here. You know, Dr. Bobby, we wanted to talk today about chiropractic care and young people. And that's the topic. But before we do that, we should talk a little bit about you two guys, because, you know, we have new people that listen to the program. They maybe just came or not familiar with all the things that you guys do. But talk a little bit about Hometown Chiropractic. And I look back as you, and I've known you since you were a little girl. So, you know, talk about your history here in Tomahawk, went away, came back, have your practice, and now you've brought other young people in. And you're mentoring them, and, you know, here you are with just a huge practice that you have in Tomahawk and Rhinelander. So talk a little bit about your history, Bobby, here in town.
So just a little bit about Hometown Chiropractic history. It's born and raised here in Tomahawk. Greg has known me since I was in diapers, probably. Tim and I are very similar ages.
Yes.
As far as that's concerned. I loved being a Tomahawk Hatchet. You know, this community has meant so much to me. And not just the people, but the school and the teachers. And, you know, huge shout out to Ron Wilson and, you know, Mr. Stiff, two of my favorite teachers in high school that I have had here at the Tomahawk School District. When I was in middle school, I was diagnosed with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. And it definitely put a deafening stop to my life, mentally and physically. And through chiropractic care, actually, Dr. Jim Barr, who now the clinic, that's where our clinic is, brought me back to life, not just physically, but emotionally and mentally, to continue to live out my dreams of being a softball player. And I got to play through college. And I couldn't wait to come back home. And the time wasn't right until Jim Barr called me and said, hey, you want to come take over my practice? And so I knew that, you know, when I graduated high school, chiropractic was where I wanted to be. I wanted to be able to change lives of kids so that they could live their dreams. At first, it was in athletes. And then you have your own kids. And they start to have some maybe health issues that you're trying to strive to be better at. And so as we go through and today talk about Chiro Kids, personally have lived it through my own kids and through my own health. And I couldn't wait to be part of the community that changed my life and come back and bring the love for Tomahawk in addition to chiropractic care to change lives in this community. And so that's my road trip back here to Tomahawk.
Yeah. And Jim Barr was really your mentor, wasn't he?
He was, you know. And
you knew from the time you were a young lady that you wanted to be a chiropractor and you wanted to come back to Tomahawk someday, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I absolutely did. You know, when every job I took, I said, you know, they're like, we hope you never leave. And I said, the only time I'll ever leave is if I get a chance to come home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only time I've ever left an employment, was to get closer to home.
Yeah. So I think it's interesting. It's great to see so many young people coming back in the next generation, you know, being a part of the business community and giving back so generously like all of the younger business people have done.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been a blessing because I've, you know, with being a mom and that type of stuff, I understanding business, I've been able to grow an amazing team, you know, as far as that's concerned. And there's no way that not one person can do it. It takes a team. It takes a team to raise a child in our community. It takes a team to serve our community. And I have just been super blessed to put out to the universe that a team needs to come that can continue to hold the values that we hold at Hometown Chiropractic. And the importance of having it to our community and the love of the patients that we serve. And I have been blessed to have those people on our team.
Well, thank you for the little background, because a lot of people we don't have a chance on your Friday morning program to go into some of these things that, so I wanted to do that. And we should give Kelly a shout out here and have her give us a little bit of her background quickly too, as long as we've got the airtime today, Kelly.
So I moved around bunch when I was younger, but most recently went to high school and chiropractic school outside Chicago. I did go to undergrad at Stevens Point, so that was a little bit further north. And I actually used to vacation up here when I was a kid. My whole life we used to drive from South Florida all the way up to Land O'Lakes every summer and spend a month up there. So I was familiar with the Northwoods. And so I decided that I wanted to come up here. And so I shadowed a bunch of places and Bobby's name came across to me and I came and shadowed and we met and it just kind of connected. And so Bobby ended up hiring me onto her team and it's been such a gift to be able to give back and be part of this community. You know, the more time I spend here, the more I feel at home. I even own a home in Tomahawk now. So yeah. Here to stay. And it's just been really cool to see how lives change. I didn't even fully understand how much chiropractic can change lives, especially with intervention at such a young age, until I started at Hometown Chiropractic and saw the changes that we were making. You know, we've done a lot of extra training in how to adjust kids, how to adjust pregnant women. So I've heard stories through that, but the changes that we've seen in the office has really made all of the difference and has really helped form a huge passion in me in helping change the lives of people through chiropractic care. And I've seen that happen and I see it happen every day. And I wish that I would have known about it when I was younger. I think that myself and my sister definitely, it would have made a huge difference in our lives had we known about it earlier. My sister had a lot of birth trauma and has led to many issues as going forward in her life that I've seen her struggle. And now I have this information and I'm like, I wish I would have known then. Like, where would she be now, or would her life be easier, or would she have not had to go through that had she had chiropractic, which is why it's so important to me to let as many people know as possible, because their kid, your kids, deserve to have that same opportunity, deserve to thrive in life. They deserve to not have to go through unnecessary struggles. And I see every day us allow kids in this community to do that through chiropractic care. And so spreading the message has become a big passion of mine, especially in this community, because you can really see the community as a whole change when you start to see little changes in this kid and that kid, because that then affects the classroom, affects all the other kids in the classroom, affects the teacher. When they get home, it then affects the entire family unit. And as we know in Tomahawk, families aren't small. Right. Everyone has lots of relatives. So the ripple effect of what we've been able to create at Hometown is really amazing. And it's probably one of my favorite parts about being up here is just how connected everyone is and how, you know, you think about it in the grand scheme of things, we're just one little clinic, and to be able to see how big of a change we can make in a community is super powerful.
Well, it's nice to hear a little background about you guys because, you know, gets busy when you come in on Friday. We're in and out in 5 minutes. So thank you for a little bio here.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Bobby, you're here today, and we wanted to talk about, as we have touched on a little bit, chiropractic care and young people.
Absolutely. So today, October 24th, is Chiro Kids Day across the whole state of Wisconsin. So as much as we love WJJQ and we love being here, there's chiropractors all over the state on TV today, on the radios, in classrooms, talking to kids about chiropractic care for kids as early as in mama's tummy and throughout life. And so we wanted to just talk a little bit about some case studies that we've seen and how issues have come up and through history have noted birth trauma and other traumas at a younger age that have led to some of the issues they have today. So we're going to start with that. Is that okay, Greg?
That'll be great. Thank you, ladies, for coming in. Let's start with that little bit.
I have a 17-year-old patient who's an amazing athlete, and he has low back pain, postural issues, of which, if we talk, isn't uncommon as we get into that later high school years. So throughout doing his history, he was a big baby and had birth trauma and wasn't found out about till 9 months old. And so as they did that and they found that out, wasn't really much they could do at the time. And he's just kept going through life. And family sees chiropractors and he's always like, my back hurts, my back hurts, my back hurts. You should bring me in. You should bring me in. And so finally came in and his low back on x-ray shows some posture issues. But as we at Hometown Chiropractic, we do neuroscans. So we look kind of deeper into how the nervous system is functioning. So we took x-rays of the cervical
skull, meaning the neck and the thoracic area, and he has a significant scoliosis curve in his neck and upper thoracic area. And what does that mean? So what that means is the birth trauma, when it occurred, caused changes as early as 1 day old. Wow. That caused the changes that he's feeling at age 17. So our bodies keep score. Mm-hmm. They keep score of anything and everything it's been to. And we've been slowly talking every morning about different stressors, the physical stress, the chemical stress, the mental, emotional stress. And it's out there for our kids. We see it in everyday life, whether it's at school or what they do physically. And for this 17-year-old, you know, as he walked out and said, "See, Mom, I do have something going on."
Right.
You know, and he's 17 and he's had that memory neurologically. So, you know, we think about riding a bike. You know, we start with training wheels and then we go to two wheels, and our bodies remember how to do that. And so that's how our bodies are kept alive to do, is they remember how to do things. And so in this case, the memory was to support the body as best as it can from birth, even though he had the birth trauma. And so it's led to now aches and pains of a 17-year-old who's a great athlete and also a great, you know, has a job and everything, sure. But lives in pain and discomfort. So if he would have been checked out at younger, what if?
Mm-hmm.
Right, what if that life?
When you talk about that at a younger age, you said this occurred probably, you know, 1 day old. What is the procedure that you would do when you see this in you know, new babies or something where there is an issue, Bobby? How do you, as chiropractors, handle that? I mean, where do you start? How do you start with somebody so small?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do neuroscans, and
yep,
so they,
right.
they are done on a baby, you know, okay. As far as that's concerned, especially a thermal scan. But the adjustment is, you know, 9 chances out of 10, it starts with upper cervical. You know, in the neck.
Mm-hmm.
And when you adjust them, it's about like adjusting or checking the ripeness of a tomato. You know, the adjustments are very small. They don't have the wear and tear we do as adults mm-hmm. in their spine. And then we let their body do what it does best, and that's be its own doctor, do the healing that it needs to do. And then we just continue to check them. Changes happen over time. It takes time to make the change. Nothing really good in life takes, I mean, it all takes time. And so continuing to check them and allowing their bodies to be at their best so they can continue what to do.
If in this case that would have been caught by this young man back, you know, in his early days, would this not have occurred as he grew older, Bobby, or is it something that still needs attention, as you say, with occasional checkups?
You know, I would say it's hard to say for that, Greg.
Okay.
You know what I mean? As mm-hmm. far as that's concerned, we have paths in our life.
Right.
And so we can choose to keep active and do what we want to do, or we can choose to go down a path of not taking control of our health. And so it's a matter of making that choice. But neurologically, he's going to always want, we always go back to what's safe for our bodies.
Right.
And so understanding and retraining the body to what's safe is what's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. And I know you see patients from, you know, we're talking about kids, but you see patients from, you know, newborns up to, you know, some of
97, I think, is our oldest patient.
97 years
mm-hmm.
old. Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, that's incredible. Dr. Kelly, you probably have a story, maybe a case study to talk about or a testimonial from one of your patients, too, that would be interesting to our listeners.
Yeah. So when Bobby and I were talking about what we wanted to talk about on the radio today, we wanted to talk about, you know, what if we would have seen stuff earlier? And it reminded mm-hmm. me exactly of a conversation I had with the patient yesterday. More emotional stress recently, has had a little bit more neck pain. And we were talking about it, and we did the scans on her and kind of seeing how her nervous system is functioning. And it was amazing to see the changes in her scan from when she first started care until now. And as we were talking, she looked at me and she was like, "I was probably this miserable all the time before. I probably had this dysfunction in my body all the time before, and I didn't notice because our bodies kind of tried to block things out." And so people have these symptoms, and I hear it all the time in the office. They say, "Yeah, that's going on, but that's just how it's going to be.
Yeah.
I just have to deal with that. Yeah, I have low back pain, but that's just how it's got to be. I have constipation, but that's just how it is." It doesn't have to be that way. The body naturally wants to work in a certain way. And so we were talking about, you know, as the nervous system is able to function better, things are able to communicate. The body has superpowers within it that allow function, proper function, to happen. And it's amazing how awesome you can feel. And so the whole conversation was that you know, she never thought it was possible for her to feel this way. And imagine if she did this 10 years before, 20 years before. Because when you think of habits, when you've been doing something for a really long time, and then you try to change it or not do it anymore, it's really, really hard. And so the body works the same way in muscle memory and spinal memory. It's really hard to change it. So the sooner we can start making that change, the less of a habit that it is formed, the easier it is to change and the easier it is to modify that. So even if you just think of habits that you have in your life, there are things we do every day. Imagine if all of a sudden you were like, change that. It takes a long time to change it. And so that's why it's so important for us to start making those changes earlier on, because then that can become their habit. Sure. And their body goes into a habit of health and proper function. And then their life can just lead, as Bobby said, down that pathway. So it's kind of cool to see the differences in how the body can kind of choose which way to go, and then how the body can then create the memories, you know, through getting adjusted. Mm-hmm. And it is capable, everyone is capable of feeling well and functioning well, obviously to various degrees, but it's always amazing. And a number of times, I should record it sometime, the number of times in a week I hear, oh, I wish I would have done this sooner. Mm-hmm, or right. I didn't know that I could feel this way. I didn't know that my body could work this way. It's amazing. And your body is capable of so many things and more things than a lot of us even realize. And I think that's a big point of why we're trying to get on here today and educate that you don't have to deal with these dysfunctions, that the body is capable of many things. And through chiropractic care, we can allow your body to function that way.
Sure. Dr. Kelly and Dr. Bobby are with us here today for Hometown Chiropractic, Chiropractic Kids Day. But we wanted to mention, too, that this isn't necessarily a commercial. It's just information you want to pass along. But when people are not feeling right or something is a little out of the ordinary, Bobby, they should certainly get in touch with you guys and say, hey, I don't feel right about this. Talk about it. And maybe there is some help that, you know, is in their future that you guys can provide for them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and then not just that, but, you know, Dr. Kelly had mentioned health. Right? The mm-hmm. path of health. Yep. And so absolutely when people are suffering with something, a symptom per se. But we, you know, really want to educate on what health is. So we see kids, at birth, because parents want them checked to make sure that the stress of what just occurred for them, doesn't affect their body throughout their life. And we see so many kids every month that just come in, you know, because they feel better when they get adjusted so they don't catch as many colds or they sickness doesn't last as long in their body. And, you know, we have a little one that came in and he was in a four-wheeler incident over the weekend. He's 10. And parents brought him in and he's like, I feel great. You know, he feels great. His body was under a lot of stress, though.
Sure.
Right. And so it's about, even though that incident happened, because like Dr. Kelly said, we go back to history to see what has occurred as their younger years, because our bodies keep score. And for this child, getting adjusted, so neurologically, the habit that was there causing his body to not function well doesn't cause him low back and pain in the future. And so that's the big thing, right, is to continue, because stress occurs in all of our lives. Every day.
Sure.
And so it's about as much wellness as it is it about treating some of the symptoms, Greg.
So if something seems out of the ordinary, don't hesitate to come in and to have a discussion with you ladies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And not just that, but, you know, I know WJJQ has listened all over the state and actually all over the United States from all of our Tomahawk people. And so there's pediatric chiropractors or kids that or chiropractors that treat kids all over. And we get asked every day about, you know, if you're here or there. So if anybody has any questions or grandchildren in a different city, we'd be glad to hook them up with a doctor that can take care of their children.
Sure. And I know you've been attending a lot of different conferences all over that have just brought so much insight, I'm sure, into the practice, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, everything is changing, including the health of our kids every day.
Yeah.
And laws are changing and, you know, what we eat and how we talk and school systems and expectations and the different stressors in our kids' lives. So it's important to stay up to date on what's going on with that.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure having both of you ladies in, and we appreciate you visiting on Friday morning with us. But it's nice to talk a few times a year a little more in depth, and it's a good topic today with Chiro Care for Kids. So.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to just, you know, give a huge shout out to Mr. Greg Albert, who we got to visit with today. Greg, we love to work with you guys here at WJJQ.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Bobby, and thank you. It's nice to see you guys at all the other things that you're involved with, giving back to the community. Kinship the other night, everybody had a great time, and did you win anything?
I personally didn't, but I
personally didn't either, but
we took home a grill, and we took home some gift certificates, awesome. And we took home a meat grinder, and we took home a bunch of other things and the people that were there with us.
And you guys are so supportive of all the things going on in the community, so it's great, Bobby, to have you back all these years and raising your family here now, and I know that's something you dreamt about as a young girl, so it's great to see that come true.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Tomahawk is an amazing place to have children.
Good. And anybody in Rhinelander has questions? I know Dr. Grace wanted to be here today, but she wasn't able to because she had a previous commitment here.
Yeah, she's at the paper mill in Rhinelander in about 20 minutes, so she couldn't travel, but absolutely. And we know there's lots of people that listen to WJJQ in Rhinelander, so by far, Hometown Chiropractic is in both. Again, if you have grandkids and you just are interested in kids in chiropractic, PM us and we'll hook you up with a great doctor across the whole United States.
Wonderful. Dr. Kelly, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
It's always good to see you. And Dr. Bobby, as always, volleyball tonight. I know that softball
Mosinee
was your love, but
Mosinee.
I know you like
Mosinee, absolutely.
You guys occasionally had your way with Mosinee as a kid, didn't you?
You know, times have changed. We weren't really in the conference of Mosinee.
That's right. Mosinee was in.
Absolutely. But we've had our way with all teams in the area. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Bobby, thank you for your time, and good to have you on the air with us today.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
All right. Thank you. All right. Dr. Bobby and Dr. Kelly with us from Hometown Chiropractic. Chiro Kids Day today. So if you have any questions about your youngsters and chiropractic care, feel free to call Dr. Bobby, Dr. Kelly, Dr. Zoe here at Hometown Chiropractic, and of course, Dr. Grace at the Rhinelander location too. The ladies will be more than happy to help answer any questions that you may have. So again, don't be shy. If there's something going on or you feel there may be, just give a call and they'll be more than happy to visit with you.